This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do think every team in the NFL that doesn't have a long-standing quarterback should be doing the same thing, which is the Saints, which is the Colts. Now, we can haggle over how high-profile the Browns were about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ohio State, Texas was in their backyards. Like, I don't know how much I really care about that aspect of it, but I continue to come back to, like, listen, I don't think they're going to be very good. I don't. I think they're a 3-5 win team. And I think even 6 wins feels ambitious because I think lost on a lot of people is, well, the Browns have talent, so does the rest of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And the Browns' best talent is older and injury prone. That's not a great recipe for succeeding this year. But for people kind of trying to skip sim on this season already, or for people just not into it, it's like, I'm excited to see what Joe can do. I'm excited to see if either Dylan or Shador can grab the reins at any point. And I think trying to fast forward through that, I don't think it really makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
You have been playing a lot of college football with that. Just press the sim button.
Yeah. Especially at the end of the season when you're like, you know, like 12-0, you're like, just give me the championship game. I'm not playing through all this other crap.
I think you're right. And I think it's odd that, so I love all this part of football. I love the idea that you get to go through what this upcoming season will be. Now I know people are like, hey, that sounds crazy. Like if they start off 0-7, 0-8, I probably will regret some of those words, but I like the process of it all. I do love the idea of finding out which rookies are going to end up being on this team long term, which guys are actually good, which guys actually suck, which guys you need to keep, which guys you don't need to keep. Like I like the process of it all.
And here's the thing. The Browns, when we say the Browns, I'm talking about the people who actually control what happens between the sidelines, the people who go out there and play, the people who are on the sidelines, those people aren't simming past this season. And I think there's ambiguity for a lot of fans in a way that's maybe put people off. I think it was easier to embrace we're tanking because you knew, okay, nope, just I'm going in, I'm looking at young players, mm-hmm. who's going to be here in the future, and I'm watching college football to see who's going to be part of the future once the draft comes in. This is not that. This might very well still lead you to the number one pick. But I continue to come back to, like, I think this is one of those teams that has a wide swath of potential outcomes, and everybody that actually means anything right now to wins and losses, including the 53 guys on the active roster, including Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff, they are trying to win.
Right. The season still matters. And if I'm Stefanski and Andrew Berry, despite the trips with Jimmy Haslam, you can't feel safe in your job.
Yeah.
And despite the assurances that Jimmy Haslam has given him, you can't feel safe in your job. You have to try to win as many games as you can. You're not just, hey, this season's going to happen, come and go, and that's it.
And, like, do I give Dylan Gabriel or Shador, with given the positions they're in, do I give either a huge chance to steal the job long term? No, I don't. because until I see them play on the field, you don't know when that opportunity is going to look like. You don't know, or you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know how many games each guy, or if either guy, is going to be given those games.
Right.
And then there's Joe Flacco starting ahead of them, and Joe controls this to some degree because he is playing, and if he cuts down on turnovers, makes a lot of big plays, and wins games, that is going to put off them playing as well. So now, while I don't think that's a huge chance, you still have to give them some chance because this organization, especially Dylan Gabriel, they really believe in Dylan Gabriel in a way that you and I don't.
Right, but you can see all the different routes that this goes. But even in saying all that, I'm encouraged by the idea that they went out to all these different sites over this weekend and they did have boots on the ground and they're talking to all these different people. Like it doesn't feel like they're focused in on 2026 to bypass 2025. And so as long as I feel like they're not just redirecting to 2026, I can feel good about that.
So it's interesting that you're saying this, because I do think some people who've applied the meaning of they're going on the quarterback tour and this is the only reason they're here, or the only reason they were there or in Death Valley or when they go to see Drew Aller or go to see Lenora Sellers, any of these guys. I think that was aspirational. I think people want this organization to just skim towards 2026. And some of that is just founded in the belief that you're really basing success of this season in part to, can Dylan Gabriel, a third round pick, or Shedeur Sanders, a fifth round pick, pull the sword from the stone? And people understand how low probability that is. Mm-hmm. I understand that, like, that to me, that I'm like, not you specifically believing, hey, this is all about these quarterbacks. I wouldn't necessarily push him back on you. It was just the wide swath of people who wanted that to be the only focus. And it's like, are we doing that because you're just not up for this season and you would like to just sim
maybe
through this?
Maybe that's what it is for some people. But I also don't think it's a bad thing if they're doing their due diligence on these quarterbacks with the idea. Wasn't it always the idea that if Dylan or Shedeur, if somebody else came and took the job, then great. But like, the idea has always been about 2026 in general. Okay, and here's another thing I was thinking about as well. Like, they didn't go see Shedeur at Colorado. Jimmy did not make that trip. Kevin did not make that trip. Andrew Berry did not make that trip until after the season was already gone, right? We had all sorts of reports about people with the New York Giants that were living in Colorado, but we didn't have anything from the Browns, right? Same thing you can say with Dylan Gabriel and with a lot of these top quarterbacks. They weren't making those trips during the season. And what happened with Shedeur in particular, though? Shedeur ended up having all these conversations about how when he showed up to the draft, he was this guy and he was a nuisance and he was that and he was problematic and all these other things. Well, if they meet these quarterbacks now and they meet the people around him now, there's no chance when you get to February they can skew the opinion when you've already made up your opinion in your mind about what you think about these young men.
Now, with that being said, I do think you posed an interesting pre-show question to me.
Mm-hmm.
That I think Jimmy being at both these games, I do think this is on the table to talk about, and that's whether this is a sign. Jimmy being at both games is a sign that he is back to being involved the way maybe he was in 2016, 2017.
He seems very, very involved. I thought the crew and I thought the Buck situation just kind of was a decoy of sorts for him, a distraction of sorts. It got him away from the team. He was still around the team, but it got him away from being as involved. In the past like 3, 4, 5 months, it seems like he is as present as he's ever been. And then these trips signify even more to me that he is as here as he's ever been.
What a Sophie's Choice we got going on our hands here. All right. Hey, Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, who've really, they walked into a situation where the cupboard was mostly full and have rode that to 2 winning seasons and 1 playoff win in 5 years. And now going on year 6, they get to choose your next quarterback. And if they don't, it's because hotshot candid Jimmy is back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tough for me to be like, yeah, Jimbo's back.
Yeah, I want to know, are you excited that Jimmy is back and ever present, or are you like, I don't know about this?
I mean, I think
I honestly didn't have that great of a reaction either way.
Here's the thing. I wish I could just be like, leave the football to the football guys. We've left the football to the football guys, and it's also not worked out very well to this point.
I think the football guys will do a better job than Jimmy will. I'm fairly confident in that, but like, it also plays with that same idea. How much control is he going to have, and how much is he going to go back to having? He kind of disappeared like a thief in the night over that couple-year stretch there, right around the Deshaun stuff, when everything started to really go haywire. He just kind of let everyone else deal with that. And now he's back, and he
now
is
that he's
very,
made
very
sure
present.
The Bucks will not sniff another championship in the Giannis Antetokounmpo era.
Hey, they re-signed Thanasis.
Yeah, he's the guy that single-handedly hired Doc Rivers and run the rest of the town off there. Now he's back to priority number one.
I mean,
let's get the Browns where they need to be.
They are very similar to people like me and you in many respects, with the idea that we all have our hobbies, and for them, owning football teams is a hobby in many sorts. And I feel like Jimmy is like me and my golf game. I have stretches where I'm obsessed, and other stretches where I'm like, well, okay, I still like it, but I can do something else for a little bit. It's kind of how it feels like with Jimmy.
What I think would be really interesting is for a hot minute there, it seemed like Jimmy became Jimmy D, JW.
It was everyone.
Yeah, it was everyone.
Yeah.
It was the Haslam daughters, like the whole family, right? And I don't know whether to take this as Jimmy is back and Jimmy has maybe taken over more control, or I don't know.
Well,
but
just know this, right? For a couple year stretch, every story started with D Haslam thinking this. And mm-hmm. Everything was around D. And now we're back to seeing every story starting with Jimmy.
But I will say, I don't know how to feel about it. Okay, let me put it this way. It doesn't automatically make me feel better that Jimmy has now might want to be the adult in the room and be this visible with the Browns at these big games.
Unless does he really think this is like a collaborative thing between all of them? Is that what he's convinced himself of?
Yes.
Because we know he likes this with Dee Podesta.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I first saw the photo, there was a photo first of it was Andrew Berry with Jimmy Haslam, and Stefanski was not in that photo, right? And I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, maybe Andrew Berry's maybe he's the one that is really in the inner circle. And maybe if I'm seeing this as Stefanski, I'm like, you're not in on it the way that Andrew Berry is. Maybe they get separated by the two, but then Stefanski's there. So maybe it's all just one big, we all think together, thought partners. There we go. One big thought partnership.
I mean, Jimmy's the ultimate thought partner. Okay, so I'm actually torn on this because I do think the owner has to get to know these kids personally if this is just all about the 2026 quarterback, and I think he has to be a part of that. The problem with Jimbo is that more often than not,
we still don't know
if you
can call him Jimbo or not. We don't know. We haven't cleared that.
I'm
not cleared that.
I think he'd be like, did Nick call me Jimbo? Okay, it's fine.
It was Nick did it?
Big fella. We like him sometimes.
Sure.
But no, I mean, I do think I think it's important that he gets to know. The problem is he ends up going wild card and just being like, candidly, this is who I think you should take, and that's not what I want him doing, no matter whether Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski are here or whether it's a new brain trust as well.
Candidly, this homeless guy told me to do this.
Hey.
And so I'm doing it.
By the way, not going to. 216-474.
Unhoused is what you're going for.
No, I was going to make a Paul DePodesta joke, and it was going to be off color. We don't need to do it.
Padone on Friday, he said a sentence candidly, and I thought he was making a joke and a reference to you always using candidly, and I was like, oh, he gets it. He gets the bit a little bit, and then he was like, no, this is just how I talk, basically.
Candidly,
I did not know that people just said candidly like that.
216-474-0092. Is Jimmy Haslam back to being as involved as he was That is a jump that I think you should be comfortable making after this weekend, even if I don't think this weekend was all about the quarterbacks. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.